Hello and welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm Lisa Bags.
And and today we have a very special episode because it's just Mum and I hosting today, isn't it, Mum?
Yay!
It is.
Mum and son time.
And yeah, how do you feel about that?
Oh, it was my idea.
It was her idea. Yeah, it was.
Thank you.
It was. You look very nice.
Thank you very much. In my nice scarf that you bought me for Christmas or birthday?
Christmas. It's lovely. Did you have a fringe cut in?
Shut up.
No, I didn't mean that horribly. Mum's been talking about her hair.
I haven't had a fringe cut in. I've tried to do it differently. But yeah, it's not gone. It looked lovely on Saturday.
It does look nice.
Washed it today and it's just gone a bit funny.
Yeah, well, speaking of things going funny, I want to talk about January at the minute and January uglies.
Oh, and it going on.
Because, yeah, I feel repulsive right now. I don't know what it's
going to start with a deprecation, like you say to me.
Okay, right. I'll try and be positive. I look like I have jaundice.
Oh, no. Look at me last week when I didn't put any fake tan on. I tried that facial and I look like a ghost.
I feel translucent. Is that the right way?
No, I think you look healthy at the moment.
Do you think?
Yeah, go and have one of them facials and it's like a chemical peel.
I'm going to need something, Mum, because I just feel a bit grotty. My greys are coming through again. Salt and pepper.
Do you have vouchers to go to that place for your birthday?
Vouchers for what?
For that place?
Switzerland?
No. The place where I went to get all my stuff done.
What, you nip and tap?
No, Joe, the beauty place around the corner.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about your pussy.
Oh, for God's sake.
So January.
Yes.
How are you keeping to your resolutions?
I have started walking.
Okay, that's
when
good.
I get the opportunity to...
To and from the off-licence or anywhere else?
No, I just get that on the way home through the high street. No, I've been walking. Then I hurt my back, didn't I, last week, so that was quite bad.
Mm.
The lack of alcohol hasn't really lasted.
No. It never does in January.
No, but you know what? No, I know, but that's what I mean. So, and it's been so cold that...
You need to be warmed up from the insides.
Yeah. Well,
I don't want to know anything.
But I'll tell you one thing the doctor did say to me, talking about wine and stuff, she did say that with my estrogen levels being so low, that red wine is really good.
Okay.
So
for context, mum's on the menopause, going through the menopause.
Yeah, and my estrogen levels were really low. So I Googled it and I did say to her, oh, it says red wine. She'd know that's really good.
Right.
So
it's worrying that.
Yeah, I know. I know, but then I don't want grey teeth, so I probably won't have.
Yeah, I know. I find that my teeth go a bit grey when I've ever had a bit of red. I was drinking sangria at the weekend.
Oh, love a bit of sangria. Yeah. Oranges. Did you put orange in it?
No, just literally out of a carton with some lemonade. It's pretty much Ribena, but it was really nice.
Sangria.
I know. But yeah, no, January.
It's so long since I've been abroad to even taste any, though.
Well, you did go out, you girls, in Malta in 20.
Oh, God, yeah, and this take me 4 years to get over it.
I know. Shitting on a pilot's feet is never easy, is it?
No, I sit on them, actually.
Anything else going on this week?
What's going on this week?
Or last week?
Last week.
You just said you hurt your back. You've always got an ailment, haven't
you? Yeah, hurt my back. did a lot of walking. Had a lovely meeting with my manager, Ella, which was lovely. I said to Dad, it'll probably only be a couple of hours. It's 12:30. I met her. I'll come in at 4:45.
Of course you did.
It was great.
How's Dolly? Because I haven't been home in a week.
Right, well, basically, her little episode of her tummy flare-up lasted 9 days. And so she's actually all right at the minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
She's marching
However,
on.
However, I have paid quite a lot of money towards the bill and then her new lot of tablets. And there's still £300 outstanding on her bill. Yeah.
I know.
Kind of hoping. I'm going to come to you and your brother with cap in hand and say, would you like to contribute?
Cap in hand.
Could you please?
Cap in hand.
Yeah,
you are an absolute
nightmare. Yeah, because that's honestly, and when I went up to get her tablets on Friday, the woman went, oh, that's £93 for the tablets, and she, with the bill, so that'd be £300. I said, no, I'm not paying the rest of this bill.
And then you know what she did? Walked out and went and got a chemical peel.
No, that's next door, next door.
Yeah, I know, so, Quit while you're ahead.
Dad bought me those vouchers for Christmas, so. Okay. No, so yeah, so there is, but she's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've left her on her own today, so.
Kane and I were thinking of walking her tomorrow morning, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, if you take it down the path.
That's all right, to do that. Yeah, I've got these boots.
Well, listen, if it was just you on your own, I'd say no. But obviously, Kane's a lot more sensible than you.
Yeah.
And he won't be on his phone and letting her eat fireworks and crusty bits of bacon off the floor.
When you're running multiple businesses.
The only thing is, I think it's going to rain. She might have to do a pavement walk.
Oh, okay. Can't get muddy paws.
She can, but you're going to get wet.
No, muddy nuns.
Oh, no, not in muddy nuns.
Right, anyway. I've got some news trending topics
right
to talk to you about.
funny you have to Google them, Joe. Because
no, I don't. I got sent these because I know that you might.
You get the Sun Online app and it's just like reading a comic and then you're kind of laughing and you know what's going on.
I don't want to do that. I don't watch the news, read the news.
I know, which is odd because I'm obsessed with it and the weather.
I know you love it. Whenever I'm home, the news, you've got the blasting BBC News on your phone. You've got Sky News and BBC News notification app on.
It's nice to know what's going on in the world.
It is, but it's very depressing.
Yeah, I agree. Some of the things
and there's never happiness. And I think that just I'd rather not have that. Do you know what I mean?
But it's what's going on.
If it's this morning, talking about Dance on Ice and stuff. Yeah, I like that.
About Lorraine.
Love Lorraine. I've got a question about Lorraine.
So I've got to tell you something about her in a minute. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
When Lorraine passes, who will do Lorraine?
Christine Lampard.
But will Lorraine stay named Lorraine?
Yeah, of course it will.
It will?
Of course it will.
Or will
open? That's the brand, isn't it?
Because I follow an account on Twitter that basically tallies at the end of the month how many times Lorraine hosts her own show.
She does have quite a bit of time off.
A fair bit, yeah.
Well, this morning she said that she's now doing... because it's been 10 years since same-sex couples can get married.
Right.
They ask if anyone wants to get married the Lorraine
you
show.
Want
she's
going
to officiate it because she's learning how to be a
minister. Is that right? So you want Kane and I to get married on Lorraine?
Because I can go on there and all then. That's me in with the Lorraine show.
This would be the worst proposal of
how
all time.
How would that be? I was going to put you forward.
do it. I'd love to see what they came back with. So, number one on the news. It was circulating that David Attenborough might be dead/ in a hospital. Have you heard about this?
No, that's fake.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Lisa said fake news.
That is fake news.
We have the same birthday, David.
Yeah,
and I
know.
And I feel connected in a way.
No, that. Listen,
so I think I would know in my heart of hearts.
Would know.
I think I'd know. Did you know he's the reason tennis balls are green?
No, I didn't know that.
So I don't know what years this was, but when there was black and white telly and everything. No, I don't know if this is right, so I don't want to misinform.
If it's black and white telly, you're not going to see.
No, wait, I think I'm
black.
I don't want to misinform. There was a time period with tennis where the ball was black and white.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it's ever been black or white.
I'm going to need Kane to fact check this, but let me explain it anyway, and then we can cut it if it's wrong. Mum, there was a time when the ball was black and white, like this quarter zip that I'm wearing.
Right.
And then David said that on TV it couldn't be seen, so they changed it to green. And David Attenborough is the reason why we have green tennis balls.
But you wouldn't see that if it was green on a black and white, so it must have been when colour tellies.
No, it must
tellies.
Have been when colour. I just when said colour... I don't want to misinform.
See, really?
He was the reason.
I know, but the youth didn't say that, right?
Sorry.
How would you know if green ball on a black and white telly?
I don't know. I think I made that bit up.
My first television was black and white.
Was it?
I was 10, I think. Yeah.
Was it?
10 or 11, yeah.
Bloody hell.
I know.
Not me sat with the dinosaur.
Three channels. One, two, three, and that was it.
Mum is really against streaming. She doesn't get it.
No, I just don't. I don't know.
She doesn't understand. She's like, there are our channels and our channels are our channels.
See what it is? My Skybox is set up so that, like, if I say, like, call the midwife, then it will repeat it when, so it goes a whole year without coming on. Then when it comes on, I know it's going to automatically.
So let me tell you about streaming. So you can watch that whenever you want.
But you know what as well? Like, there's things that I've been watching on my Skybox that I'd completely forgotten about, and the Skybox has recorded them.
Right.
I've been watching myself on the telly.
Have you been watching Gogglebox repeats? So you can watch them on Netflix.
Only because I just wanted to see what we all look like, and I was like, oh my God.
Well, I can tell you that
bizarre.
We've all changed quite a bit, haven't we? George looks completely different.
Yeah, I mean, and like I had a bit of a chiseled chin then. It was, you could actually see me face.
Oh no, don't self-deprecate. You've never had a chiseled chin.
Dad just sat there looking at Homer Simpson.
Oh, bless him. Dad didn't know where he was.
But honestly, it keeps coming on. And it's the city. You know what it is? Because they're waiting for the new series. So they're putting all the repeats on.
Okay,
and I was like, I was so bored the other day. And I thought, waiting for Corey to come on. And it was just so funny to see.
My favourite thing is when we used to sit there and watch ourselves back. And it would be us watching ourselves watch TV. And it was just felt like...
I know, it's just mad. That it's
like
really
very,
mad.
Very, very,
really
strange.
Mad. But it's just like, it seems like such a long time ago.
So, next one. It's saying there was a baby shower in the news this week where one man got five women pregnant at the same time.
That's fake and all.
You can, he could have done that realistically.
But that's not news, is it? That's just pathetic.
Okay. Well, I didn't. I didn't make
you
the news.
You want some juicy gossip? Let's talk about Carl Walker, dirty little dog.
Who's that?
the footballer that's got, he's already got a wife, he's got three kids, and he's now his mistress is
really
going backwards and forwards. He's going to have six kids altogether.
I saw a big thread the other day because I didn't know much about Wayne Rooney, and my God, has he done some stuff as well, hasn't he? Hasn't he done a lot?
Yeah, but poor Colleen.
I know. I don't know why.
Yeah, exactly why. Have you seen some of those women?
I'm not. No, we're not going to shame anyone. Have you seen that someone got the Saltburn grave scene tattooed on them? Lisa, what do you think of Saltburn? So,
well, I only know what you've told me.
I think you actually need to watch
No, I'll tell you what it is. I told Dad the other day.
Yeah.
Your generation think it's great. All my people of my age group on Facebook are saying, what a load of shit. It's for my age group, it's rubbish. But all you younger people think it's great.
I think you could watch it.
Not with things in the bath and all that you told me about.
But no. I'm sure you've watched a lot worse on like Downton Abbey and things like that.
Downton Abbey people do all that, don't they? Yeah.
Well, no, but they do lift up a bit of ankle and show some unshaved knee.
There's quite a lot of things that you've put me onto, and I started watching, I thought, God, this is so boring.
Yeah, the most problematic thing I think you said recently is about Fool Me Once, and you were like, I knew it was all going to happen.
I know, I heard you. I actually watched the podcast. It's not that, it's just that I loved it when she told Joanna Lumley to fuck off Judith. And then she went, you can fuck off. I thought, oh my God. Yeah, I loved that bit. But yeah, there was a lot of it that I started to piece it together at the end.
Yeah, I think there were some parts of it that were just like incomplete.
Yeah, and I also thought, being a mum myself, where is your child when you're doing all this running around?
I must agree. Yeah. Kane and I said this numerous times. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just go, oh, I'm going to get in the car also, and swap cars and go.
I must say, she ragged that fucking Jaguar.
I know.
Dry.
But ain't she beautiful?
She's stunning.
She is.
Honestly, I would turn
for her. Love Michelle. She's beautiful.
But every scene was her flooring it in that fucking Jag.
What car does she drive normally then? Maybe she's doing an advert for Jag.
Probably. Right. Next topic of conversation, mother.
Right.
Love Island All Stars.
Right. But got me a new bottle. Stand here. Got it all ready in prep for the new series.
Okay.
Really excited to watch it.
Yeah.
Not really getting into it.
No,
I just feel like they all know each other. They've probably all shagged each other on several nights out in the past how many years it's been going. Yeah. And yeah, it's just grating on me a little bit.
I think
quite a few people have been saying that as well.
Here's my hot take on it. I like the fact that they've all come out and done it, right? They've all got their brands. They've all like, you know, been out and done the club appearances, done all that stuff. They don't really have anything to get out of this. So they're not doing
no publicity.
No, but what I mean is they're not going in there to like come out and do, you know, like, so.
Yeah, but Joe, it's getting their profile out. That's what they're all doing.
No, but what I'm trying to say is it seems a lot more authentic because they're not in there trying to like play a certain character, not trying to cause drama or whatever, aside Mitch. They're just in there to like kind of get, I know what you mean, get to know people, but like the Georgia and Toby thing, the Callum and Molly thing, it is really interesting.
Callum and Molly? That's a bit odd. And as well, I'm sorry, but I actually laughed when Jake left. What? Why did you go in there?
I know. Do you know who my favourite is?
Who?
Ever. What's her name?
Hannah. No.
Mum.
No.
I'm obsessed with Hannah.
No, I know. I saw you put that.
She is absolutely phenomenal.
She's bonkers, isn't she?
Oh, I love her.
She's going to be hilarious if she comes on here.
Oh, she's coming on. I'm paying that woman's flight directly from South Africa to this studio door.
Oh, choke up, Chucky.
God, I've got such a bad chest. I absolutely love Hannah.
But Anton.
Anton's so sweet.
I know, but like him.
He's such a sweet man.
It's the breath spray.
I know, but he's obviously got a thing with breath, which is.
Yeah, but you know, have some mints in your pocket. Like I don't know.
Have you seen that man's gum disease?
Who?
Lewis's gum disease.
But hasn't he got,
So he's got veneers, and what's happened is the gum hasn't taken to the tooth, right?
He hasn't got black all the way around.
No. So the top search thing on TikTok under his name is Lewis Gum Disease, Love Island. I would simply leave the villa.
Why are people so horrible?
I know they are, but then I watched a dentist take on it and he said that when Demi kissed him, she must have just been able to taste metal because like that.
She kissed him, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, so Demi and Lewis have kissed. I'll catch you up. Georgia
What's
and
going on with Chris?
Chris had a kiss with Molly. They kind of chatted. Nothing's really happening. He's now on to Arabella, who's a new bombshell.
No, she's beautiful, Arabella.
Gorgeous. A little bit jarring, but gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then, so we've got now Toby and Georgia have had a tiff.
Oh.
And are now no longer speaking. And Callum and Georgia are starting to explore a connection. And I'm talking about Georgia Steele and Callum Jones.
No.
Yeah. And because she's Northern, she's pretty.
No, babe.
I know. What do you think of that, Callum and Georgia?
It's all for the bloody telly, Joe. It's not. There's nothing
it's
in
all
it.
For the bloody telly.
Let me tell you now.
Lisa
woman
said
of
it's
the
all
world.
A mirage.
I know. Do you know what? I love it when the new season starts, but because I know them all, because I've met a couple of them, it's just a bit like.
But are you, so you're not really enjoying it as much? How
no,
would you feel?
I didn't enjoy it, the Celebrity All-Stars. I'm a Celebrity All-Stars, I just thought,
right.
No.
How would you feel if Chloe Burrows went in?
Oh, well, I'd be watching it every second, every single second. Mm. Can you imagine that bombshell going in there?
I do think she would completely tear it up in a really good way.
She'd just be hilarious.
Yeah.
Love, I just want her in. Let's get her in.
Yeah, I really like Demi as well.
I love Demi. None of those men, not one of them, I would look at and think, ooh, just not one.
Would you not?
No.
He's not.
Mind you, Callum's quite nice. But he's obviously far too young for me, but I'm just saying.
I'm sure you'd try your luck if you had the chance.
No.
A couple of bottles of rosé deep.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe.
Who do you think will win Love Island All Stars?
How many is it on for 8 weeks? He's
I
been
think
on for
so.
How long has it been on for now? A week?
Week, couple of weeks.
Feels like a year.
Do you know what I think? I think that Callum and Molly are going to have an arc, get back together and win it.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people are saying that they split up just for the show, but I don't believe that.
I don't know. It seems quite frosty. It doesn't seem like they
she
did.
She wanted marriage, didn't she? And he didn't want all that.
I
That's
genuinely
his first
don't
relationship.
Know. Is it?
Yeah, first girlfriend.
Is it? I just love them together. I really do.
She's very pretty, isn't she?
She's gorgeous. Mm. If you could make your own cast for Love Island All Stars, who'd you put in there?
Chloe Burrows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, Joe, you put me on the spot now. There's so many people that I've
there
loved.
Are. Chloe. Who else?
Probably Faye. Get Faye back in there. She was very,
Faye.
Very controversial.
Yeah.
Shauna.
Shauna, okay.
I think Shauna could do well in there.
She has got a baby now.
So's Hannah. Hannah's got a 4-year-old. Hannah's got a 4-year-old.
Hannah's got a 4-year-old.
Yeah, she's got a 4-year-old little baby. I know.
I thought you were thinking of Hannah Holland then. I was really
confused. No!
I thought since when has the Queen of HLD had a child?
I don't know, like men-wise. Who did I think? Apparently, Luca Bish got asked.
I saw that. And then in the comments of the Love Island thing, he said, oh, I see you've got in because I declined. And it was under Mitch's announcement.
Oh.
I know.
I don't know because there's been so many boys on there. I mean, yeah. You think who, I mean, you'd have to get some faces up and I'd go, cool, yeah, whatever.
I think, yeah, it's, okay, fine. Well, I'll leave you to, what about Millie?
No, but she's with Liam.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, she's with Liam, so that she wouldn't want to go back in.
Yeah.
Lovely Welsh boy. Be right. Lovely,
Well, I'll leave you to ferment in those.
You'd have to get the pictures up and I'll have to choose because it's so hard having to think about
There's
it.
A lot of cast members. I think when Maya said the statistics, when you look at how many people actually still together or are married and have kids out of the hundreds of people that have been in that cast.
Sean Fudge.
Sean Fudge.
She was hilarious. Remember
Sean.
Sean
Fudge.
she was funny.
Was she?
She was funny, yeah.
I'll have to look her up. Next segment of the podcast. We were going to do a bit of a mother-in-law special today. And you wanted him on, didn't you,
but
Mum?
With the mother-in-law special, you have to have the son-in-law to be sitting here. So with.
Please welcome Kane. Hi, everyone. This is my boyfriend, Kane.
Hi there.
You might
used to be
it.
Behind.
Yeah, you...
Oh. The camera.
This is getting off to a really good start. Oh,
Jesus. Mate, wow. Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing.
It's like you want to do a grilling.
No, I won't. I'm not going to grill. There are some questions because I don't know even know how you do met.
I feel like it's going to be a spotlight like
that. I know. You're making me nervous.
Mastermind.
How did we meet? We met first time at a very briefly at like a makeup event thing for Barbie, but then we properly met at Maddie Jepson's birthday party.
How long ago was that?
That was
23rd last year.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I know the date.
Yeah.
I got the date.
Oh.
Have you?
No, I get overwhelmed. So yeah, we met then. And then we went to the box basically after Maddie's thing, but I was wearing shorts, so they don't let you in when you're wearing shorts. So then I went home and then I text Kane and was like,
you coming over?
Would you like to come over? And then
well, you just met him?
We'd
twice and then he diverted his taxi to mine. So
well, yeah, I bet he did.
Well, you wanted to know how we met and that's how we met. So
we met.
And so was it like instant?
What
you, the,
yeah no. So basically this is actually a bit of inside information. I got to his And I was like, we were chatting for ages and we were just like talking about stuff for ages. And I said to him, I was like, I don't want to do anything because I want to go on a date with you, actually.
Oh,
I think this,
so gentle,
I was like, this feels like way more of a connection than like just to throw it away and be like, oh, no, you agreed.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah.
God, I'm not that much of a monster.
No, we both kind of agreed. I was like, this feels like way nicer than just like
a
throwaway situation.
No? Yeah.
It's a bit fair.
And I'm glad we did.
Yeah. And I'm glad we did.
And then,
too.
So how long was it before you became boyfriend and boyfriend?
We went to Santorini. We went to Santorini in the October and then just decided from there, really.
No, but come on, let's tell the story about the Crocs.
She's mum's like, receipts, proof, timeline.
I thought it was so sweet, though. Okay. First of all, I didn't clock it.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't clock it. And then oh my God.
Okay.
Right.
So the way Kane proposed
to be boyfriend.
So the backstory is that we both have pairs of Crocs and he would always be like, your Crocs are crap because they've not got any of those
gibbets.
I always call them giblets.
Giblets are in chickens.
Yeah. So mine haven't got any of the things in. So then he was like, they don't look good. They look awful. And I was like, okay, cool. So then to ask him to be my boyfriend, I filled every single thing in
He filled every single hole.
Will you be my boyfriend? And other things like the multi things that we...
You had a really lovely time there, didn't you?
Yeah. And then
we adopted a dog and everything.
We did, Leah.
I miss you, Leah.
We met this dog that was not a stray, but we thought was a stray. And I named her Leah, which is Greek for sunshine.
No, Greek for greedy bitch. Yeah. Stop coming back to
and
your mom.
Greek for slut.
Yeah.
We bought her an entire chicken, like roasted chicken in a bag. She ate it all and just went back to a normal house.
Yeah, no, I told you she wasn't a stray.
I know.
I was heartbroken.
She was healthy. She was young. She was a woman on the street.
I was combing mud out of her coat. I was like, we will give you a better life.
We were Googling and put on my story, like, how do we get a dog back from Greece? Like, can I drive it back in the summer? Like, I was going to air tag it.
Yeah, I was messaging charities.
Yeah.
I was going, how much do I need to donate in order to like fulfill the
She was gorgeous. But had a really nice time. Kane asked me out quite early on in the holiday, so then it was quite nice.
I did it literally within like an hour of us getting there because I was like, I want it to be the holiday to enjoy it, knowing then I would have... I don't know what I would have done.
I mean, what would you have done if he'd have said it soon?
I think we'd
there was a large
about
cliff
it, no.
out the back of the apartment.
I would have...
Yeah, see ya.
Promptly had a run.
Yeah.
But no, I think we'd spoke about it enough that we kind of...
You've been single for such a long time, haven't you?
For me, a long time, yeah. And I was just... I think it was good for me, actually, because I feel like we met at a good time. Do you know what I mean?
I told you to be single for a while. I said you'd hop from one to another, have a nice, good few six... Well, you had 6 months off.
Yeah, six.
It's longer than that.
Yeah, it was actually.
Yeah, and I went traveling and found myself, didn't I?
I went to Bali.
I went on a few brand trips and found myself. But yeah. But anyway.
So what are your intentions in the future for your relationship?
What are your intentions with my sons?
Yeah, I mean, do we see marriage? Do we see me buying a hat soon?
We've actually spoke about it a fair bit.
Have you?
Yeah, like, yeah, we have.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, what do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know how to word it. I'm like, yeah, we've obviously spoken about it.
Next step for you two, baby.
Well, in the future, like not the near future, but in the future, it would be like that first. And then I want to be like a young, hot dad.
Yeah, would you want to get married before kids?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a traditional mother over here.
Because I wasn't.
My parents still aren't married.
No.
They're not married. Yeah, they've been together since they were 17 and they're like 40.
Funny, I have got a friend actually. She's been with her partner for 35 years and they're still not married. Yeah, everyone thinks they are.
My mum wants to, but I think they've just come to the agreement now that it's like, they're so far in, like, what's the point?
A friend of mine last year, she just had a civil ceremony so that, I mean, it's quite depressing really, because they've both got children with everybody, like, different people.
Everybody else.
Yeah, so that if anything happens to one of them, the children and the other side of the family can't take, do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
No child snatching.
Are you going to renew your vows with Dad?
Oh, that's coming up.
When is that?
Well, it's booked.
No, darling, it's not this year, it's next.
Do you think you will?
Oh.
I would imagine that we will be dogless by then.
So, oh, so, no, so Lisa. We will
have,
again. again.
You'd be able to go abroad and like, do something abroad. We thought you could all come and...
Right, yeah, that would be nice. You didn't have to taint the conversation with that awful news.
I mean, the
news.
Thing is, Dad keeps saying about getting married in the little chapel in St. Ives. Right,
that's very you.
Yeah, but it only holds about 5 people.
Well, with all due respect, Mum's only got about 5 mates left.
Oh,
so.
Shut your face. You have got, I've got more friends than you have.
Here we go.
I've got genuine friends.
No, oh, here we
you
go.
Are
you calling my friend Snakes?
No.
No. Oh, fucking hell. I knew it would heat up after a cup of glass of rosé.
It's who you sips. It's who you invite. It's like, do you invite your children? It's all like, we got married in a restaurant because I didn't want all that drama.
We
all that
said this because I would like to do it abroad. Like a very small intimate abroad wedding, but you know when there's like older people, obviously Nan wouldn't get on a plane and it's difficult, isn't it?
I just really want my granddad there and he can't really get on a plane anymore.
Yeah,
you know what you could do is you could have a blessing over here,
okay,
and then or the other way around.
That's
you get married,
just have two outfits.
Yes.
Oh, God.
A lot of people what they do is they get married abroad officially, but then did you know that some countries you're not, it's not legal in Britain. Get married in Italy, it's not legal.
Right.
That's where you wanted to get married.
I did, in Italy,
yeah. But so that you have to come home and then get it done properly in the registered office, otherwise you're not legally married.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll have to look at some other plans.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it is beautiful in Italy. So Italy's got my tick.
Because I've never been.
What?
I've never been.
Right. We are going. We're going. Me and you.
Go put back the flights. Go backpacking. Yeah, we'd be awful backpacking.
Oh, no. Imagine me.
Can you imagine either of us trying to do anything
wrong?
Oh, I don't
have my rucksack. It's wine.
You would. One of those bloody goon bags that come out of boxes.
No.
Get one of those camel packs that's got like a little...
Oh
she went that and a shiwi and she's down.
She'd
be hiking the Himalayas.
You know what the joggers have where they've got the walsh in the back?
Yeah.
I might just get myself one of them.
You need one. Yeah. I'll buy you one for the car later. And I'll buy you a car seat too. Anyway, any questions you want to ask Kane about like his job or any fun skills he has? He can lift his leg above his head.
He said to me at Christmas, he's going to teach me how to sing.
Okay. Yeah. He didn't do a bad job singing Tom Jones. Insert clip here.
Oh. Oh, God. So funny.
That was funny.
So funny.
Yeah, you did well.
Ed said that I got thrown over the back of the sofa and all my bits were hanging out.
There was a point in the night where you were thrown over the sofa and the pussy was out.
Yeah. And Tell instantly came to me. He went, I don't want any videos of that going anywhere. So I was like on patrol, like, everyone put your phones away.
Kane was on pussy patrol.
I was on pussy patrol.
Grace.
And if only Pussy Patrol extended to Grace.
But wait, do you know what happened? Because we were all in our lovely outfits.
And it changed.
Everyone
so
just went
quickly.
And went to, when
I
the
know,
chef went.
I was hoping that what would happen, this is for context at New Year's Eve, but you're right.
Sorry.
Right. Our family thing was that I was hoping that everyone would stay till like midnight in their nice outfits. Obviously, I know that plan went to shit. And then we'd all get into our comfies. And all of a sudden, the moment that last crumb of chocolate tart hit everyone's lips, I went, getting in our joggers.
What, the one that hit your lips and was thrown up an hour later.
I understand, that I didn't make it to midnight.
But you were.
But we've got next year.
You were. But do you know what? That's what I said, because everyone keeps saying to me, so what was it like? I went, do you know what? To be honest, it was like going on holiday with 7 children.
It was like...
It was like the Von Trapp family. That's what it was like.
It was a lot, wasn't it?
It was like a CBBC version of Big Brother.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. I mean, on New Year's Day, I got up and then I thought, do I hoover? There was confetti everywhere. I mean, it took me 20 minutes to hoover up. Me and Dad, and I looked at it, I went, stop being at home.
I know, but I had a fabulous time.
It was New Year's Day when we'd been away for 2 days. And I've got videos of this, of your mum on the sofa. I just want to watch the bloody news.
Oh, yes. No. That was...
I want some normality. Oh, we were like, we've been away for 48 hours, Lisa.
And I went back to my room and watched Coronation Street, didn't I? And then I went to bed on New Year's Day at 8:30.
I know you did.
We all did wake up, though, on the 2nd. All feeling a bit...
We weren't well.
Yeah.
Everyone was knackered.
It'd been a lot.
I know.
Felt that day we went home, everyone was so tired.
Yeah.
You can't do that every single day.
Got any other questions you want to ask?
No plans for the future with your work? Any shows or anything? Or
with work?
He's a musical theatre boy.
I do musical theatre.
You can get your leg out of mine, can't you? It's not hard at my age.
God, I don't want to know where your leg's going.
Hasn't been anywhere for a while, love.
I just got offered a show in London, but things didn't work out from my side of things in terms of like the negotiating stuff.
Okay.
On my side, and I just thought I've been working so full on, which I'm very lucky to.
Yeah, you have though, you have.
So full on for so many years now from graduating from 2019. Doesn't seem like a long time, but it feels like a long time.
That's 5 years.
Yeah, it's which is and the, but to be fair, there's COVID in that a little bit. COVID, but yeah, it's just been a lot.
Smidge of the old sea.
But yeah, it's been a lot, and the schedules that we do for my work.
Well, I know. I mean, like what you did with the pantomime, it's just. I don't know how you did it.
It's a lot.
He left on New Year's Eve. And then came back. Wait, no, you left on New Year's Eve morning.
What was the night when he was sitting there and you was all in the hot tub and he was going, I've got to be Peter Pan in 5 hours.
I was like, I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just going to have a bit of a break for a little bit. We're going to do some more things with you guys.
Aww.
Do some things with
you
the family.
Do some things with Joe?
Yeah, me and Joe have got a few things that we're like having a look at the minute. So yeah, we'll see. Oh, I'm going to take a bit of a break, I think, for a little bit. And just...
Modelling. Pair of you, George Michael and Andy Ridgeley. Yes.
We could just be a Wham tribute act.
Yeah,
I need
not?
Singing lessons, but we could do it.
No, you know that when what was the... Remember the Lucky Lucky agencies where you used to go around and turn up at people's parties and pretend to be... Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think our target audience will be about 50, 60, but that's fine. Honestly, the more cataracts, the better. We'll just look
better. Yeah, absolutely. We'll look more like them every
honestly,
day.
Honestly, yeah.
I remember this would be a lookalike. David Jason, David Beckham.
Who's David Jason?
What? Only Fools and Horses?
Yeah, people used to make money out of looking like them.
Did they?
There was Adele lookalikes. When
there was a Kate Moss lookalike recently who held an Audi bag or whatever, and it went viral and did for marketing. It was just lookalike.
Really?
Banging.
Really funny.
Yeah, yeah. We're now about to play a game called Monster in Law, where Kane and Lisa ask each other questions. Why did I just say Kane and Lisa? Like, that was so weird, wasn't it, to call you Lisa?
Oh, yeah.
Kane and Mum. Kane and Mum ask each other questions to find out who knows each other best.
Oh, right, come then.
Right, fucking come on then.
Come on, man.
And if you get them right, you get to have a shot.
Oh, no.
Or shots at the end for the winner.
You get to have a shot.
Oh. I can't lie, I just added that rule in. Let's just do the questions, then whoever wins gets a shot at the end. Yeah.
Or I've got loads of mints, you could have a mint.
Or a mint, but I know which one you'd prefer.
My flumps, I've had to throw my flumps out because they've been hard in my bag.
Mum carries flumps in her bag.
I love flumps.
I love flumps. Do you remember, you're too young to remember the TV show.
What
remember
TV
the
show?
Oh, you need to get them up, flumps. You need to see what a flump looks like.
What, is it a marshmallow?
No, it's not. You've got to get it up on screen what the flumps used to look like.
The flump.
You've got to. And then get the theme tune on. Go on YouTube, it'll be on there.
The flumps.
A flump.
The flumps theme tune.
And get the characters up. Let them speak. Hear them.
Grandfather Flump was playing a quiet after breakfast tune on his flumpet.
What is this?
That music's too loud. Much too loud.
This feels like when I go and visit your family.
Oh, stop it.
No, look, you listen to some of them talk. They're just so adorable.
Ugh, this water's cold. I'm not going to watch in this. No, I'm not.
This is the most funny. Honestly, when was this out?
It was in the 70s.
Honestly, oh,
in
the 70s was a fever dream.
Oh yeah,
you got walking coconuts with beanies on. Up north.
I think they look like jacket potatoes, didn't they?
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they do a little bit.
Right,
I had a potato for the other day for the first time in ages. They're so good.
Oh, jacket with cheese and beans.
Yeah, that's what I had.
No butter, but the beans on first, cheese on top.
Yes.
Bit of black pepper. Oh,
yes.
Get me.
I put a bit of chili on as well.
That's tomorrow night for your dinner.
Yeah, I will.
I get on like a house on fire, as you can tell.
I was going to say, I'm going to do a chili tomorrow night.
Oh, no. I don't like chili.
Right.
My belly can't.
Get your bolognese?
He'll be shitting like the start of Shanghai by Nicki Minaj.
I'm just thinking of a one-pot dinner.
Okay.
One-pot dinner.
Can't do chicken casserole.
No.
I love chicken casserole.
He hates it.
What about dad's sausage and bean? Oh, casserole. Ooh. I love that.
No, but dad's not going to be there. I've got to do it myself. Oh, okay. I'm not going to be a man Denise after a couple of old bottles of shit.
Why don't we just get a takeaway?
Kane, really?
Kane, that's all we do, babe.
I love
that's
a takeaway.
That's all we do.
I love a meal, but
why don't you do like a beef bourguignon?
What?
No, because...
A beef what?
Bourguignon.
I'm not sure that's it.
It is. That is actually a beef bourguignon.
Is it?
Yeah, beef bourguignon.
I don't know how to say it because I don't want to say it.
Cock-a-van?
Yeah, you had one of them. No, we're not having them. Oh, come on. We need to discuss tomorrow night. Then I was going to do a chili.
Guys, honestly, this is what it's like every single
poo.
Time.
Your
My belly will
I don't,
be bad.
I can't have a chili, I'm afraid. Spag bol, he doesn't really like.
Right.
I don't mind a spag bol if it's got cheese on.
You won't like hers. No offense.
That's mean.
No. I love mum, but it's very lumpy vegetables, and I know what you're like.
Because I put a lot of veggie, like mushrooms, loads of peppers, onions.
Should we get onto the game and then discuss dinner in the car?
Sorry, yeah, okay, sorry.
Question number one.
For who?
Sorry, for Kane.
Okay.
Right. If Lisa could have a show based on her life, what would it be called?
Come on. You don't have to be kind either. I can take it.
I don't know.
I'd say Loose Women.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Loose Woman.
Loose Woman.
Not that.
In every sense.
Yeah, but I wasn't like
that. No, you weren't loose back in the day, and your surgeon obviously tightened you up, so probably not.
Maybe Tight Woman.
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman.
Right, okay. Question for Mum.
Right.
What's the most unusual or surprising talent that Kane has?
Getting his leg above his head. I mean, who knew?
Can you do it in jeans?
No.
I don't know.
No, don't. No, because you might rip your testicle.
No,
trust me, Mum.
Oh, my God. He gets his...
He won't.
Oh, you're all right. Look, I'm sorry. He's ambidextrous.
That's when you can write with both hands.
Yeah, and you can do it with both legs as well.
Oh my God. He's ambidextrous. Kane, what is Lisa's secret talent?
Oh, that she knows every word to Tom Jones. It's not unusual and puts on a full 4-act performance.
And Barry Manilow. Her name was Lola. Yeah. She was.
Why don't you do your Tom Jones reenactment?
No.
Just quickly.
It was when you went below the kitchen island.
Do you know what? When I went with Dad to see him, there were people videoing me because I actually was having an out-of-body experience.
Just grab the mic and just do a tiny rendition.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. There you go.
She's a show woman.
Yeah, show. Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress right down there.
I think when we do tour the podcast, I think that that should be the song that you walk onto.
Oh, and I'm gonna, I'll tell you what, I'm coming on full regalia.
Yeah.
It's a showgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that with
the big feathers, the Las Vegas.
Her name was Lola.
I think we need a full entrance for you being carted in, maybe by a topless man.
A what?
Painted in gold. Maybe Kane can carry
that
on.
My job?
Dad coming on as Homer Simpson.
Oh. Let's not. He's a lovely man.
No, he is.
I think that should be your entrance.
Me and Tal can carry you on.
You wouldn't be able to lift me.
Lisa, what's the weirdest family tradition you had to teach Kane?
Drink. Just drink and be merry.
Yeah, because my family don't really drink.
Just drink. Yeah. And also, as you know, I'm very open about talking about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I know you've got to get used to, but it's just the way that we are.
No, we're
extremely very open family.
Open.
There is nothing off limits.
There really isn't. Like when you enter the house. I mean, I feel like...
Which is very different to how my family is.
Yeah, but you've got a lovely little younger brother, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, he's very different. You know what I mean? And also, I'm very open with my parents anyway.
Yeah.
You're like extra open.
No,
I'm extra, babe.
We're like, but I feel like you're more like emotionally open, whereas we're just like,
I just blew up
the toilet.
People just say it as it is in our house.
Yeah.
Because we also, there's no young kids in our family at all, like in our direct family. So we gave up the whole swearing thing years ago, didn't we? So then when I met Kane's brother,
I was like, no swearing.
The other day
I keep getting told off
swearing. Mum, Kane was on FaceTime to his dad in the kitchen and I walk in after a call and I didn't know that his dad was at his nan's. Yeah. So like I walk in and I'm like that fucking bad.
And then
I saw Kane's eyes. And then I was like,
She'll be watching this, so say hi.
I mean, can
we've just been talking about my mum's tight snatch.
My nan washes everything. Okay. She'll be here.
Can you imagine, Dad, if you met your dad? Oh my God, we'd have to put tape over gaffer tape.
I don't think you would. I think they're very similar.
I think my dad, Glenn, would get on really. Very,
I think
very
Dad
well.
Would just have to ply a couple of pints. But Dad is very like our dad is very like not our dad.
my dad's also very malleable. Like he'll take to any social situation. Oh yeah, he'll be great.
Terry, a social butterfly, once had a drink.
Yes, really? Terry has a couple of drinks and he relaxes. I'm a little bit like that, but I know you might think different, but I then will stop, whereas Terry will carry on.
Dad's like a snowball.
Yeah, he just will just continue just and continue. I mean, the last two mornings he's got up at 9:30 and 9:20.
He's like a teenage boy. He's like reverted back. Like
after his
birthday, didn't he throw up all over himself?
I've had to buy him a new rug.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Did you not hear about that?
No.
What he did? No, so I went into Tesco's the other day. The rug should have been 50, 60 quid, whatever.
Okay.
It's half price. Bought it for my room. Wrong colour. Bought it for Dad's. Terry, on the night of his party, came home. I hadn't even walked up the stairs. He's the door shut in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And I thought, right, okay. In the morning, I said to George, I'm actually quite concerned about your father because I don't think he's breathing. This was quarter to 11.
She does this every time someone doesn't wake up past
eight. Yeah, but I used to go and check he was breathing all the time. So
I'd have her laying. I'd have her in the room looming over me.
To be fair, on New Year's Eve, I was checking whether he was all right.
I've just got a thing about sudden death syndrome. I really have. So anyway, so God. Day after Terry's like birthday, so anyway, at quarter to 11, he's come down and he looked like... He just walked out of the ocean. He was like...
Not like Jason Momoa, though.
Oh, I wish it was. God. Yeah, I mean, stick a wig on him. I might have done. He came out. He had sick all over his jumper, all over his jogging bottoms.
But, you know, you only turned 60 once.
Yeah, so. But... And he went, yeah, I don't fuck him. I don't remember nothing. I've got the video. Don't remember
she
nothing and all
him.
That.
She filmed him entering the kitchen in a dazed, confused, sick state and was going to post it on TikTok.
Yeah, but hold on a minute.
So yeah, is it funny, though?
So, no. Yeah, it's hilarious. Oh. It is. So I said, I was going to name and shame him. So I said to him, I've never done that in 31 years. So I said, are you okay? And he went, yeah. So anyway... So I've got George and Norm around, so I've doing a full roast dinner,
okay.
Walked the dog, cleaned all the toilets, bathroom, done all that, what I do, go to Tesco's.
If it's one thing Lisa will do, it's clean those toilets.
Yes, yeah, I told you, clean toilets in Britain. So then I've come back from Tesco's, and I'm doing the dinner, and all of a sudden, bearing in mind ironing as well, he's gone like this. I went, what do you think you're doing? He went, well, he's fucking kill or in this house, isn't it? I went, you are
if
joking.
There's one thing that my mum and dad say constantly, it's kill or cure. And it's
and
only
do you know what? Sometimes it does strike me.
What does that mean?
That means that if you're still a little bit.
It'll kill you off or it will kill you.
Or you feel better. And usually for me, it makes me feel a lot better. So anyway, so he's carrying on drinking. So there I was. I thought, right, potatoes have got a cart. I'm just going to go upstairs. I'm going to now make his bed. His bed was covered in sick.
What, and he'd left it?
And he's sick on his rug.
He didn't realise, probably.
Oh, he didn't realise.
He must have gone like
that's
this.
Blind,
he must have gone
oh,
like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he is.
Got up, and then if you saw his back, he fell into his chest of drawers, cut all his back. So I said, that rug is going out. But then he carried on.
You can't get it out of a rug.
Carried on drinking all day. And then at 6 o'clock, I mean, this is not going to look very nice, but I'm just going to emulate what he did. He was like this. on the sofa. I mean, I'll do that again. So I've got an embarrassing Terry.
Let the man breathe.
Terry. And I couldn't wait. So in the end, I took his socks off. I'm slapping him around the face. I thought, he's dead. He's passed away. He's dead.
Did you check his pulse?
Well, I thought, no, well, he's gone now. So let's get the insurance policy out.
You get the paperwork out.
And then I went to him. I went out of the bath. I come downstairs. It was 8 o'clock. And I went, right, now, get yourself upstairs because I've had enough of this. Oh. I said, no, it's your birthday, but it's just absolutely disgusting.
May we finish the game?
I'm so hard not to laugh.
May we finish the game?
I was trying so hard not to laugh. I'm going to, you bastard.
can we finish? We've got three more questions.
Sorry.
Yeah, anyway.
Get carried away.
Kane, what is the oddest piece of advice Lisa's given you about relationships?
Oh my God. When you said to Joe the other day on the phone, he told me, he was like, Kane's a good one. Just enjoy it whilst it lasts.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Like.
Was I pissed?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, there you go, Vince. Just why are you taking any notes of that?
It's just funny.
No, but I know, but as well. No, I don't mean
it lasts with you two. It wasn't whilst it lasts. It was like, hold on to him while you can or something like that. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's really nice.
No, but
thanks,
I'm not being
Lisa.
Funny, but like, it's all, you're in this love bubble at the moment. It doesn't last.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you have kids, it doesn't last.
I know, but you can still make it work. Like you and Dad have for 30 years.
Oh, fucking hell. I need a compensation, to be honest.
Anyway,
that life insurance might come in.
I'm trying to stay positive. The one piece of advice that I fucking take away from you constantly, Mum, is don't you dare look at my snatch.
Oh yeah.
Which you said on the operating table to your surgeon.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is a story behind that. I mean, I'm not being funny.
It always is.
And he did do my boobs and he's done my tummy tuck. And then when I went to have my second. Well, I went to get them made smaller. HRTs had another, anyway, so they're covered up. So as he's gone, well, not, as he's holding my hand, I said to him, right, just make them as small as possible. I went on one more thing. I went, do not look at my nunny. Like,
no, let's say what you
say
actually
the quote.
Said.
Or did I sound?
Don't you dare look at my fucking snatch.
Yeah. So anyway, when I woke up, but you know what the funny thing was? The anaesthetist was trying to get the you know, to knock me out in my vein. I was making him laugh so much. He went, right, can we just stop? He said, because, he said, otherwise, I'm going to give you a dose. You're never going to wake up. I went, ooh, actually,
don't say that to me. We thought about to get knocked out.
Because he was talking about skiing, and I was sort of like, because they give you like a pre-med, I was a bit jazzed. I went, you know what's going to happen to me? I'll get right up to the top of that mountain and I'm going to want to have a piss. So he went, so then Carver come in, he went to me, you okay, Lisa? I went to him, do not look at my snatch. And then when he came and woke me up and he went, you all right? I said, yeah. And he went, I did have a little look.
No, he didn't.
Because he did the operation. He said, not me snatch, your scar is amazing. And he said, and considering okay. it's been 15 years, he went, you look amazing. I went,
oh. That's... Do you not think that's weird?
He's the only other man in 31 years that's seen my snatch, Kane. If he thinks it's all right, that's good for me, babe.
I'm happy for you. Do you not think that's a breach of like ethical conduct?
No, because I said to him, no, to be fair, I did say to him, could you just check it's all right?
Okay.
I did sort of
check all's well.
Just check everything's as it should be.
Yeah,
if it's not, give it a little
shave. May I say, Lisa, you have a mighty
give the lovely little shave.
Next question for Lisa. What's your favourite memory from when Jo was growing up that you haven't shared yet?
Oh.
Oh, there isn't one. She didn't sleep, Jo. Favourite memory?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, why didn't you prep me for this? Because there's probably loads I'll
think
of.
Oh, you couldn't think of just one nice thing off the top of your head, no?
But there's been so many.
I'll name a couple. When I saved up all my money on a residential trip to buy a puppet.
What?
When I went on my residential trip to Norfolk, saved up all my allowance at the end of the week to buy a puppet from Colchester Zoo. Mum embraced me so hard for missing me for the week that she cracked the puppet in half.
Oh.
Never got reimbursed.
No, or, but that's, it's not on purpose.
Or how about...
I'd missed him so much and George was only tiny, come off the couch. And I went, Joe, and all you heard was, crack, crack, crack. Like, all like bending,
or what
like,
about...
broken. I went, he went, oh, you've broke my puppet.
My puppet.
I'm so sorry.
What else did you do? what else a nice memory about me?
It's been so many.
Say one then.
Yeah.
No, when you used to buy me something, like you'd make Dad go up the high street, because you know he never used to buy me anything, and you'd, Christmas Day, like they were like you know, I mean, they weren't worth very much. These presents, Terry was too tight, but Joe wanted to buy them for me.
Okay.
And also, Joe used to make me handwritten cards.
Oh, I used to do that with my parents.
That. Yeah. I love that more than a, for me, that means a lot more than...
I got all your George Michael memorabilia in a frame one year.
Yeah, that made me cry. Actually, that was a lovely present.
That's a really good present.
Oh, yeah. That's probably half of the tickets I had, but I couldn't find all the rest. They're probably in the garage.
Okay. You could do that whilst we're back.
Next question.
Couldn't he?
Yeah,
Kane, it says, what was it like over New Year's being under one roof for a few days? Oh, I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah, it was mental. But I don't know. Like, I feel like I... It just feels normal because I feel like,
wait, that's been fairly recent.
I still feel like
I just read the wrong question.
What do you mean?
Sorry, that was a completely different segment. That was the segment before. But anyway,
oh,
yeah, I just feel like it's normal. Like I think because I've spent so much time with you that I just
it was lovely on TikTok. Like when you post that, Vinny was going, "I love your relationship with Leisha," and I said, "He's just like part fam."
Yeah, it just feels like, normal to me now.
When you was like, when you was car wash in my ear, and I'm going, "Don't want to listen," and he nicked my vape. I thought, "Right, you're dead tomorrow."
Lisa, what is the most embarrassing childhood story about your Joe that you haven't told Kane yet?
Does he know about the nappy situation?
Yeah, he knows I haven't pooped for 12 days.
God, that was awful.
God.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, okay. When we took you to Adam Brooks.
Oh, and you... no.
What's Adam Brooks?
It's a hospital.
Okay.
And what did we take?
I didn't sleep.
Because he was a sleepwalker, like really badly. Yeah. He actually opened up the front door. He was terrible. He actually threw a quilt over George's head one night and was...
I picked up my entire mattress and walked around the landing.
Right. And then, so we had to take him because we thought there's something seriously not right here.
Yeah.
And the doctor said
And you were right.
Him, yeah. The doctor said to him, can you hop up and down? So he's like this.
For context, I get really nervous, right? Because I used to have a really big fear of needles. So if I went to a hospital environment, I would start, like, my stomach would go funny.
That's changed, hasn't it?
What do you mean?
With your Botox.
Well, I haven't had it in a while.
So he was hopping up and down on one leg and he was farting the whole way through. Basically, me jumping, Terry going,
but where my stomach had turned because I was so scared of
it. It's not because you're just jumping up and down.
I was so scared of what was going to happen. I had a lot of trap wins. So every bounce, she asked me to hop one leg and I was going, boom. And then they were laughing at me about it.
Yeah, that was funny. That was hilarious. And we're all like this trying to pretend that he's not doing it.
It was mortifying.
Did you see the Guess the Fart video?
Yes.
How awful.
Do you want to hear the second one? We've got part two.
It sounded like it didn't come from him.
Do you want a part two? Wait. Part two, Rome Reloaded, the re-up.
Guess the fart.
Now this is my fart.
Guessing. Even worse than I remember.
I truly do not know what was going on with my ass. You know when you start it and you're like, it's so long.
That sounds like a machine gun.
Just call me Machine Gun Kelly. Next question. Oh God, honestly. We're rolling for them. Kane, if Lisa were to write a self-help book, what do you think the title would be?
It's got to be something to do with wine, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's got to be how to drink as much wine as humanly or inhumanly possible.
Oh, God.
I think.
What could we do? Oh, Kill or Cure by Lisa Baggs.
Kill or Cure.
Kill or Cure.
Kill or Cure by Lisa Baggs, hitting the shelves in autumn this year. I think that could be a New York Times bestseller.
I've never seen anyone so surprised as Grace when I went into her on New Year's Day. And it was 12 o'clock and I went to Grace, do you want a glass of champagne? She went like this. She was doing her makeup and she did like a 360. She went, what now? Yeah. I went, yeah. And I'll tell you what, she went, do you know what she said? Get me a Barocca and get me that glass of wine.
And she did. And she did, with the cheese board in hand.
She did really well.
Yeah, and she did really well. I think she was traumatised after coming away with us, but hey ho.
I think she loved it.
Yeah.
We are family now.
We need a telly show, Surviving the Bags.
Surviving the bags, like Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
Surviving the Bags.
Yeah.
Truly. God. If Lisa could have any superpower for just one day, what do you think she'd choose and why?
To have an immortal liver.
Like an iron liver.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because you had your blood test back, didn't you?
And it was fine. I've had two in 2 months and there's nothing wrong with my liver. Everything else is fat, but my liver's all right.
You are a medical mystery. And we love it.
Because I do look after myself. I know you don't think I'm
You don't know you do.
Are you registered as an organ donor? Because someone
No,
could,
do you know what?
Someone could have that liver and then
be
great.
I'm blind as a bat. I mean,
they're not spooning out your eyes.
Just take the good bits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, could have me implants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They'd have to take these out because these don't burn.
Oh, they don't burn.
Burn, baby, burn.
Well, don't worry, I'll hang them up in my house. I'll frame them.
You're hanging them up?
Yeah, I'll have mum's implants in a jar.
No, they have to take them out, don't they?
Yeah, but he wants them in a jar in the house.
That's enough, so you might as well.
We need some art.
Get some use. We do need some art.
Yeah, you can have one. I'm not going to die yet, though.
Sorry. You're Miss Morbid. Anyway, lastly, to end the podcast. We do this thing called Cancelled Courtroom every week. We will be taking it in season two, coming very soon.
Can I just pour out some wine before we do this?
Yep, sure. I'll explain it to the audience. As you know, weekly, we say a problem that's happened in the Bags house. Someone will be getting cancelled that week. It could be Dad for farting or drinking. It could be George for not even turning up. Mum, has anything happened this week? So I haven't actually been at the house last week.
Yeah, and this is the Cancelled Courtroom for me.
Okay.
You've not been home and our garage still looks like a shit pit.
Okay. I chucked out 14 bags, didn't chuck out, I placed 14 bags of clothes in the garage.
Do you know your father?
Because I'll be donating them. And
your father had to go to the tip yesterday with a blown up foam costume next to him.
No.
Yes, in the passenger seat that he took to the tip.
No, he shouldn't have done that.
Joe, I'll show Kane later on.
I could have taken them for Kane's brother.
What are they?
You wouldn't get them all in your car.
Domino's dip costume, foam costume. However, what I must say is they're huge.
He's fine. He doesn't
And
them.
I'm not being funny, but like I'll show you the what's supposed to be a walk-in under the stairs cupboard that I've got. That's your problem.
Is this the one that you fell out?
Yes,
fell into?
Because all Joe's stuff is in the garage, so we can't put the boxes we've got in there into the garage. We have a double garage.
I just must add, homes are meant to be lived in. Right.
You don't live at my home anymore.
Homes are meant to be lived in whether you live there
or
not.
You don't live at my house.
Hashtag squatter's rights. And I just think that, yeah, I had to store some things there for a couple of weeks. They will be sorted out this week. A
couple of weeks.
It's been a month.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. They've been there for 6 months. all your crap up in that, the
eaves. That's dramatised. In the eaves.
In the eaves.
Crap up in the eaves. That's the name of my autobiography, Cam and Tell.
Crap up in the eaves.
So I'm being cancelled this week in the courtroom.
Yeah.
You're being cancelled because I don't know if you've got this problem. You had this problem when he lived with you.
Oh, no.
This boy's poos.
No, so, this is not right.
Are so buoyant that they cannot go down in one flush.
Oh, see,
so instead of doing two flushes, he'll just leave it for me to see. So every, I'd say, 1 out of 2 days, I'll awaken to a surprise. And it's not fun.
I must say, look.
Why do you not put, if you go to the toilet, you put bleach down, then that'll help flush it away.
Mum, how you keep a relationship healthy and alive is by surprising your other half. And no day should be the same. So therefore, if I would like to leave a floating log in the toilet to surprise my other half, God, then I shall.
Disgusting. I would be mortified if Dad came into the toilet and saw that.
Mum, the other day I farted into a cup and flung it at his face. Sometimes you just need to keep things alive.
How old are you?
I'm 26 and thriving.
Nearly 27.
Nearly 27.
That's not funny. Oh, I'd hate that. I can't bear that when you go in a toilet.
Do you know what?
In the...
It's
but
got
guys,
to the
can
point.
I just say, I'm not messy. I'm not, I just, I
well,
just
you are
flush.
Very clean.
And I'm very clean. I flush.
Why
I just...
don't you put a bit of toilet paper down it and put a bit of bleach?
I do
flush
that.
It away.
I do that. And trust me, it just don't work.
I don't mind it really, but it's not ideal. Now I've just given up and I'll just deal with it and sort it. Because it, I mentioned it the first time and then now it just seems to be a thing and that's fine.
It's funny.
Do you do
no,
it on purpose?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't. I don't. I don't. I don't.
Child.
How do you know when you've got piles?
Oh, you know about it.
You've not got piles. You're right. Fine. Come
have
on.
You? I've got every lotion and potion on the planet for you if you've got them.
On that note, what a great time it's been. I say we've learnt very little about Kane. Bless him, he needs to come on and do another one. We'll do a part two, Roman Reloaded the Re-Up, because...
The what? Right, what
it's a Nicki Minaj song. Name five Nicki Minaj songs, go.
No, can't even...
Try one.
What?
Try one.
I don't know one of them.
You must know. Nicki Minaj, come on, think.
I don't know.
Think, come on, pass the liver damage and the brain...
I don't like her.
Name one song. You must know one Nicki Minaj song.
I don't.
Name one Rihanna song.
Umbrella.
Oh, nice. See, you get in there. Mum used to hate Rihanna back in the day, didn't you?
Why?
She was an Ofcom. Oh my God, wait. She was an Ofcom mum. She used to hate X Factor results show on a Sunday night. Rihanna came on with her red hair, mum, and be like, I hate that.
Did you complain when Rihanna came on in her bikini? When it was on?
Vocally, yeah, to the school playground. Anyway, just quickly, we call Kane Ofcom Kane because Kane complained when, you know, the Loose Women fight with Kim Woodburn and Colleen Nolan. You know, that was the most complained thing ever on TV.
Yeah.
I was one of them.
Who did you
My husband to be here.
Sorry, Colleen. I stuck up for Kim Woodburn.
Right.
Because she's... right.
I did see it.
But it was like a piranha show.
No, I was
going to
say, it was like her when they were all...
That's the thing. It was the multiple people against one. And it was obviously something had been sprung on her. And we've seen how TV and theatre and that kind of show busy world works. They do it for reaction.
It was a setup.
And they do it for a click.
It was a setup.
And it was a setup. And I felt really bad for Kim because you could see her spiralling.
I am team Kim always. She came on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, she
I've got marigolds behind me.
I'm Team Kim.
I'm Keem Tim.
Keem Tim.
I'm Keem Tim.
You haven't even had a drink.
I've said on that note about 9 times trying to wrap this up.
We've got a dog to go home to. She's been on her own since 1 o'clock.
We'll see you next week for a very fun roast episode. But in the meantime, thank you, Kane, for coming with me.
Goodbye.
Love you all.
Yes, goodbye, everybody.
And we'll see you very soon.
Yeah, what about subscribe, watching and all that?
Yes.
Yes.
Why don't you kick that off, Mum? You'll be so loud about it, won't you, Carrie?
No, you can watch us on YouTube, can't you?
Yeah.
Listen on Spotify and rate us on Spotify. Yeah. And also,
how many stars?
5 stars
on
Spotify, please. And also Apple TV, is that right?
No, it's not.
Apple TV! Apple TV!
Yeah, and if you watch us on Netflix, make sure to subscribe.
On Apple TV.
I'll be watching him on Apple TV. I'm not on.
Like, subscribe and rate us. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.